As drafted, the new ordinance would have the borough billing cruise companies based on their passenger manifest each time a ship docks in Petersburg's harbors. The new fee would be $5 per passenger per visit. It won't be charged to ships with fewer than 20 passengers or those without overnight accommodations. During the second reading of that ordinance to create the new fee, the Assembly agreed to change the name of it. It will now be called a marine infrastructure fee instead of a marine passenger fee. Assemblymember Eric Castro suggested the change after hearing from local residents.
I know it's just a name, but sometimes semantics makes a difference, and perhaps the industry would prefer infrastructure fee instead of a fee, a fee assessed for each of their passengers.
The name change wasn't popular with the borough's finance director, Jody Tao.
I know Juneau uses a lot of their marine passenger fee money to beef up their police department in the summers when they get so many people, and use it for their fire department and their ambulance services and their hospital. So, you know, we need to be careful about the wording. I do agree that marine passenger fee is not probably the best title, but I'm not sure infrastructure is either. Mm-hmm. But I really don't like marine infrastructure fee.
Nevertheless, that change passed on a 4-3 vote, with Kurt Wallhuter, Mark Jensen, and Jeff Mucci voting against the amendment. Castro also suggested charging the fee based on the length of a vessel instead of the number of passengers, but the Assembly didn't vote on that change. Assembly members are hoping to use money from the fee for projects that would help cruise ships or their passengers. The amended ordinance passed in its second reading, with Jensen and Wallhuter voting no. As drafted, it would take effect in January of 2019. A similar fee in Juneau has prompted a lawsuit from the cruise industry, which is contesting how the money is spent, along with the constitutionality of charging a tax on shipping. KTOO Radio reports the case is headed to trial, and Juneau has spent more than $600,000 to defend the case. Whatever it's called at the local level, industry representatives still call it a head tax. Among the companies that bring ships to Petersburg, there is not opposition to the new fee, but there are some concerns. UnCruise Adventures CEO Dan Blanchard has three issues.
One, the timing. Two, are the funds actually dedicated to the general fund, or are they actually going to the need? And then I think lastly is making sure you don't discriminate against boats that might want to come there and make Petersburg their home, which brings a lot more income to the community. You don't necessarily want to discourage that. And we've seen that in some ports that have later gone around and changed the ruling.
As far as timing, Blanchard says his company has had the 2019 prices out for about a year already and can't absorb the additional $5 a head fee. He says the company's coming out with its prices for 2020 soon and will factor in the proposed Petersburg fee. He also says UnCruise plans to base a boat in Petersburg, with passengers spending their money on lodging and at restaurants and shops, and thinks that should not be discouraged.
Juneau typically doesn't discourage boats that are based out of Juneau. In other words, they want the hotel revenue that and the taxes that brings. They want the fuel purchased there. They want the food purchased there. They want the boats repaired. So they don't penalize companies that choose to make Juneau their home by adding a head fee to each passenger. However, what they do, which I think is totally legitimate, is they any vessels that are stopping by for a port call, they certainly charge the $5 fee for. And I would suggest Petersburg look at that as well.
UnCruise is basing its ship, the Safari Quest, this year and next in Petersburg. UnCruise offers high-end cruises on smaller ships to Alaska and other destinations. Another company, Lindblad Expeditions, also has cruise stops planned in Petersburg on several National Geographic boats. In an email from that company, Lindblad's chief expedition officer, Trey Bias, said, quote, "We support a fee that is fair, reasonable, and allows time for us to budget. While we have already priced 2019, a $5 a head fee would not prevent us from visiting Petersburg," unquote. Another company, Alaska Dream Cruises, did not respond to requests for comments on the fee. As drafted, the fee would only be charged to boats docking in the Petersburg harbors. Other ships that bring passengers ashore in Kupernov, Thomas Bay, or other parts of the borough but don't dock here won't be charged. The money would be put in a special revenue fund, with the Assembly deciding on how to spend it each year. But the ordinance spells out the types of projects or programs that the money should be used for. Because a limited number of passengers stop in Petersburg each summer on smaller vessels, it's only expected to generate at most about $35,000 a year for the borough. The new fee needs one more approval by the assembly before it takes effect next year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.